Blog Talk Radio.
For the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment?
God bless you guys for joining me here at Harvest of Light Church and Harvest of Light Studio. We're going to be actually going to our service this afternoon, dealing with the power of prayer, and conducting this service will be about a 60-minute program that's going to be taking place on this afternoon. It's always a pleasure for you guys to be with me. One of the new programs we've got started up here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios, along with Praying Hands Ministry with Evangelist Alan Carter. This is one of the first shows we have presented on this particular show in terms of what we are doing here at Harvest New Light Church. And I think it's a tremendous show. And I think the work that God is doing here at Harvest New Light Church is one of the greatest shows and one of the greatest events I have ever thought that could come into place, especially when you start to begin a tag team, the right kind of people in a position with you to do the work that Christ has called you to do. I want to lower myself here on the music at the edge of this time. I want to make sure you guys are getting a good understanding about what we're saying here. The word that we're speaking on this afternoon is declared to come forth through the power of God. And as you continue to move forth and you continue to hear what the word of God is saying on this afternoon, I want you to just continue to be in communion with me. In other words, come together with me as we go into the service on the night, dealing with the power of prayer. You're welcome to call into the show tonight. The number to call in tonight is 516-387-1221. If there's any prayer requests we may need during the course of the time of this particular teaching on the night, we can actually, you can call into this number. It's free for you to call in and receive whatever it is that you may need in your life to continue to move forth in the life Christ has given you. Once again, I tell you that number is 516-387, and that's going to be 1220. We'll let the music solidify itself just a little bit, and we're going to move forward with the show. It's also, as most of you know, that this show is actually designed and it's decreed to our actual friend, Evangelist Alan Carter, who lost his brother, Stacy Carter, on yesterday. And we know that's a sad event in each and every one of our life whenever we leave the loved one out of our life doing what God has called them to do in the season in which they were in. But we know he's with the Lord, and we know there's no weapon formed against his family or what he's doing in the kingdom of God to prosper. We want to send our prayers out to the man of God and his family, the Carter family, as well as the mother, who's actually Mrs. Carter, who's actually in town in Cartersville, Georgia, visiting her sons as they prepare to lay one son to rest. But it's amazing that we talk about how the process of Alan is such a powerful work that he's doing in the body of Christ. It says God has brought him such to the elevating area in his life. It's amazing how God has actually grown him and matured him in the ministry and what he's doing in the season with him. We're going to let this music play just a little while. We're going to let it kind of solidify itself, let you guys get prepared. And we're going to be right back with you as we see the lines begin to light up. Thank God for you guys are calling in. And I'm standing in for my friend, Alan Carter, who's actually taking care of the arrangements of his brother who just passed on yesterday. We want to take a moment of silence right here, right now, before we even start the show, in remembrance of one of my good friends, Stacy Carter, as well as the Carter family, and Alan Carter, and the rest of his brothers that actually is attending this time of more of I would say of bereavement, and they continue to just stay in prayer. And we want you guys to be in prayer with them also. And we're going to just take this moment of silence, and we're going to honor that family on this afternoon before we go into the show, which is this Alan Carter's first show of Praying Hands Ministry that's been dedicated to this service here at Harvest Light Church. And I think he's a wonderful man of God. I think he's a powerful man of God, and I think he's doing a magnificent job. But today our hats goes off to Stacy Carter in the family and Mrs. Carter, her son. Amen. We thank you, God, for taking that time with us, just in remembrance of this young man who's went on to be with the Lord. And this dedication to Alan and the work he's doing in ministry here at Harvest New Life Church is just a pleasure just to be a part of the show. But we're going to actually get into this service on this afternoon. We're going to open our Bibles up here before we open up in prayer to the book of Philippians. We're going to be looking at some things in the book of Philippians. And one of the mottos that Alan Evangelist Carter always talked about. He always talked about Philippians 4:6. That was his trademark in the ministry as he still continued to move forth and doing the powerful work that God has called him to do. He always talked about the prayer, the power of God, moving in the area of asking anything of God, knowing that he can do anything that he said he can do in your life. But we want to take our time to go and open up in prayer. As I said before, I'm standing in for Evangelist Carter on tonight. This is his first worldwide broadcast, and I think he's doing a fantastic job. And I just want to just be able to stand in as a good representation for him. Of course, you guys know about my shows. Some of the other 28 shows we have on Social Network, dealing with the Spreaker Service and also the ministry here at Harvest New Life Church, which he's very much a part of. And I thank God for the work he's doing and his attitude toward the Word of God that he's doing in the season with you. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. Father God, to be able to stand in the gap for such a magnificent young man who's doing such magnificent work in the body of Christ. And Father God, even as we declare, we decree, we speak according to the will and the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit. As you take your beloved son on to be with you, Father God, in a place that we believe one day we all have to go. But Father God, in the midst of us praying for this young man, Stacy Carter, I want you to lift up his family. Look over his brothers and sisters, Father God, all those who are in bereavement on this afternoon. And Father God, for the loss of their dear brother. Father God, I'm asking you to hedge them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I declare according to the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, you'll send forth your angels, Father God, to watch over them in the midst of this time, Father God, as they go through this very bereavement of the loss of their very brother. Father God, I'm asking you to strengthen them in every area of their life. Father God, let your loving hands continue to stay around them. Keep them comforted. In this time of bereavement, Father God, give them the strength as they go forth, Father God. And with all the memories you have given them, Father God, according to your word, your purpose, your power, I'm asking you, Father God, to just really hedge them, hold them, keep them, tuck them, Father God, in your will, in your purpose, in your plan that you have for their life. Father God, we don't speak anything of ourselves, but through the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, Father God, to hold these men and women of God, hold them close, Father God, as they go forth, Father God, to be able to lay their actually brother to rest on this particular, not this afternoon, but on this particular day to come, Father God, as we wait for the arrangements and the time that they're getting ready to have this arrangement to go forth, this funeral to go forth. Father God, I'm so emotional with words because I knew the young man so closely. It's not that I knew him as much as I knew Alan, but if I knew Alan, I knew his brothers. And if I knew his brothers, I knew him. And because he's a reflection of all of them. So, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity, this time as we go forth to just set into process of just praying for this young man and the season in which he's in, and the things that you're doing for his life is so magnificent, so powerful. And Father God, I thank you for this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord, amen. This is a show that it continues to, it's a new show for this young man. And I know once on these broadcasts, the show continues to fade in and out. Every now and then, it kind of cuts its mark. But we'll let you know we're yet still here with you. Stay on board because this is a new show, as I said before, and I want to keep continuing to just be redundant with that because we know they have some of its proclivities in the show, and sometimes we got to get back in and out and as the show continues to go forth. But nevertheless, we're yet here with you. For those who are listening in, as I said, once again, there's a call-in number that you can call in on. It's 516-387-1220. Let's go ahead and look over in the book of Philippians, and let's look and hear what the Word of God has to say concerning that. We're going to take callers, and we're going to be dealing with the process of prayer, something I know that Alan would always do. He's always looking for the welfare of the people, wondering, and how are they living? What's going on in life? Is there anything I can pray for you for? You know, so many miracles he have told me about, he being prayed for. I've heard him constant times talk about how he prayed for certain people. Cancers was being healed. People had different ovarian problems, which is some of the female problems, breast cancer. I'm always hearing testimonies from him about what God is doing in the lives of the people he's been praying for. So this night is honored unto him and the family and his dear brother and his lovely mother. Oh, they're out of Saginaw, Mrs. Dow down in Cartersville. We pray for their safety as they be there and God to keep his loving arms around them. Before we go to the phone calls, I want to start off in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And I want to look very close at Philippians chapter 4. And it says that, therefore, my brother, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Now, Paul makes a very address to those who love him, those who pray, those who believe in declaring that anything is possible to God. He goes over in the second verse. He said, I beseech you, O Ethiopians, And I beseech you, son, his name's kind of snatchy sometimes, Sinatius, because of the name in the Lord. Now, he says the prophet that they may be of the same mind in the Lord. And he goes on the third verse and he says, I interest thee also, true yoke fellow, and help. So women with labor with me in the gospel, in the climate also, and with others may fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Now, Paul makes it up strongly as I begin to look at the game. He said he entreats for those who come along and continue to pray for those. It's amazing when you begin to pray for somebody that you don't even know. When people come and tell you to pray for them, this is what the man of God, Evangelist Carter, always done. When people came to him wanted to pray, he always locked the will. He wasn't never scared to pray for the crowds, supermarkets, Walmarts, wherever you were. He'll lock up hands with you. He began to pray because he believed that the presence and the power of God was able to do everything it was designed to do. Paul begins to speak once again over in that third verse. He says, in interest of also true yoke fellow. That means yoking together. You look at the process of how egg comes in a yoke together. He's talking about joining as being one. Yuck fellow. You know, him, those are women who labor with me in the gospel. He's talking about the process of a labor with him in the gospel. Pray ye for one another in prayer that we might all receive that what God has in store for everyone. Because all of us need prayer. According to the word of God in the book of Romans, over there in chapter 3, in minutes 11, that 10th through 11th verse, it talks about how there's not one of us right. In the process, all of us are falling short. If you go to Romans 3 and 23, that means God said, because of the mercy and grace, and he declares and decrees according to Romans 6, he said, that should we continue to sin in anything that we do, that may grace abound. And when I'm talking about the power of prayers, when we open up to God and we be transparent in our prayers, I believe nothing ever reaches the kingdom of God unless you be the intercede to God and know that he's going to move you in the midst of your situation. Well, what are you saying, Pastor Ellis, in the midst of what we're talking about? I'm talking about the process of when you begin to pray, your one relationship, when you pray one-on-one, that's between you and God. But I believe, men and women of God, when you begin to intercede in the behalf of God, God begin to move in behalf of your problems. And this is what Evangelist Carter always done. He has such an anointing that when he prayed in such a way that he cracked the kingdom. He believed when he prayed that it was just like the word that came through the centurion soldier. I may not be worthy to come under your roof, Christ, and what you are, but if you can just send the word, he believed the word was going to move wherever you were. Even when he came across the lines and began to pray in his other services that he had, he began to pray for people all around. And he has such a photostatic memory. You know, when people tell him about a prayer they need, he remembered, and he will move further with it in such a way that he'll lift it the way that he'll make it so extraordinary as if it was personal. The word of God declares according to Philippians 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He said, let your meditation be known unto man. This is when you come in the presence of man. That when you got something going on in your life, or you got a proclivity, you got a situation, you got a circumstance, you got orange cones, you got all kinds of things surrounding you, you know that God has got the power to move mountains. And the word of God declares that he'll move mountains. But sometimes when you begin to pray and intercede with Christ, he may not move the mountain right then and there. Sometimes God got to move your problems a boulder at a time. But that's called faith. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing coming by the word of God. You got to stay in tune. The word of Joshua 1 and 8 say we got to stay lined up. That we got to meditate on the word day and night. That we may see that what God has in store for us in the season which we're in. Want to go to these lines right quick. Want to open up the line here. Want to go to 256, and it's going to be a 239 area code. Want to bring them in on the line. And as we begin to open up this process of prayer, we believe that God's got something for somebody that's about to say it. Number is a 256. It's going to be a 239. I don't want to get the rest of the number, but you're on the air during the course of the time that we're speaking about the power of prayer. We're going to run this number here once again. It's a 256. That's going to be 329. I'm sorry. And that's going to be the first prefix of that number. If that person's available, you're on the air with me, Pastor Ellis, here in the absence of Evangelist Carter. He's not with us on today because of some things that happened in his life, and we continue to pray with him. But you are on the line live. If that's something you got to say on behalf of Evangelist Carter and the family, or just in the position they're dealing with the prayer on tonight, you're on the air as of right now. All righty then. Sometimes we get stage shy. We get kind of mic shy. Go ahead. I hear you. I kind of hear you kind of clear your voice back there, but you can go ahead.
This is Alan Carter's sister, Yolanda.
Man, look at this. Woman of God, go ahead. there in Allen's Corner. I'm telling you, you're always there. Well, hey, you're nationwide. Everybody around the world is hearing you. And this is your brother's first new show. And we know the things that happen with your brother, Stacy, kind of getting choked up about that now because he works so hard and doing the work he's doing. And I really wanted him to be on his first show on the day, but he knew people like you were going to be there on his behalf. Go ahead. What did you got to say? The mic is yours.
I just want to be here for him because I know that our brother is gone, but he's in a better place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just want to know that I got his back in whatever he do. Amen. And I'm going to be there for him.
Amen.
I love him dearly.
Amen. I know.
And I'm so proud of him.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what, woman of God? You have been there from the start of this thing until it got to where it is right now. Some months ago, we started on just one of those little recording lines, you know, just moving out the blocks. And there were barely two or three people on the line with us. Now I see the lines lit up and people are calling. That's great to see that. And I know he'll love to see what's going on today. But I thank God for you. I was there pretty much every step of the way getting started off with this, and you were always there and yet still there. And it's just a pleasure to have someone in this corner like you to keep on egging them on and pushing them up. And even in times of these bereavements that's going on in their life, and my sincerity goes out to you all on behalf of your brother. You know, I had a few encounters with Stacy, but I tell you, he was a good man just like all the other ones, a good man of God. And we just continue to pray for the family. And pray for you as well that you guys continue to keep moving forward, that God's got a better plan. You know, it's really more than what you guys can see.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to keep you on the line, but we're going to go to another caller, if that's okay with you. We're going to talk to a 404 area code. And before I bring the person on the 404 area code, it's a 438, which is a prefix. But at the same time, we're dealing with the power of prayer. And the word declares it was over in the book of Philippians. We're talking about how the word of God talks about how we should continue to pray at all times, always, rejoicing in God, knowing that the current circumstance that we're in won't take us away from what God declared for us to have. You know, Paul makes this very stunning revelation to each and every one of us that, you know, it's going to be prayer that's going to bring us to wherever it may be that's going on in our life. The power of prayer. And know that God is always yet in the midst of all of our situations. And he talks about when you look at the Philippians chapter 4 and the Amplified verse, he talks about rejoice always, or rejoice in the Lord always. He talks about delight, take pleasure in him. He says, against I will say, rejoice. And he goes on the fifth verse of the Amplified verse, he says, let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, your tolerance, your patience be known to people. You know, the Lord is near. And this is what the evangelist Carter always displayed. Those of you on the line always came to his shows before he actually come to this point of his show. He always displayed his humbleness before people. And he always was willing to pray to people during the course of the time that Stacy was going through. And he would always keep them in prayer. But we're going to go to area code 404. The first prefix is 438. I don't give these whole numbers out because of the protection of the people who are calling. And most people who know radio business, this is something you don't do. But you want to give the prefix out. And they'll know. It's going to be a 404. That's going to be 438. I'm sorry, 438. And you're on the air. We want to hear what you have to say. If you went in on the line, first introduce yourself and let us know who you are. You're actually coming to Praying Hands Ministry. This is Evangelist Allen Carter Station. I'm standing in Pastor Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church, but we got you on the line as of right now. You can go ahead.
Praise God. My name is Rashonda, and I am calling from the Georgia area as well. Evangelist Allen Carter is my uncle, and that was my mother you guys were speaking to. But I just wanted to call and just, you know, lift the Carter family up in prayer and just let them know, you know, that God is with them and that we cannot question what God does. But we just know that this is not a time for sorrow, but this is a time for joy. And I just want the Carter family to know that I am here for them, that I'm praying and lifting them up, that God, peace that surpasses all understanding, be upon them, that they will rejoice in this time because that's what Uncle Stacy would want them to do. He would not want them to be in sorrow or shedding tears over him. So I just thank God for what he's doing for Evangelist Carter and his ministry and his family. And I just want Uncle Allen to know that I love him, and I thank God for his grace and mercy and for blessing me to be able to reach back out to my family at this time when they need me the most.
Wow. Now that's true love. And that's true love coming from the woman of God on the behalf of her uncle. And I tell you, it's amazing when you just hit a love for this young man. And it looks like I got a pop-up on the line here. I don't want to bring it in, but I'm going to see if it's available. And it might be. And I didn't look for it to be here, but I'm going to bring it in here.
Hello.
Wow, Evangelist. We didn't expect you to be on today.
Yes, it's me, Evangelist Alan Carter. I thank you, Evangelist Pastor Ellis, for standing the gap for me, you know, in my our brief for my little brother, my baby brother, Stacy. And I thank God for my sister, my niece, seeing my niece, wow, Shonda, you know, God has really grown, matured you. And I thank God for you. Because, you know, the words, the encouraged words you just said, you just spoken. And, you know, like I say, it's just a minor setback, but to God be the glory. I give God all the honor and glory for each and everyone on this prayer line, everyone that's on here that's listening. I thank God for you all and for Pastor Ellis, you know, truly man of God, who, you know, I thank God for truly, me and him go a long ways back. We go back 43 to 46 years that we've been knowing each other, went to grade school, played football side by side with one another. So I thank God for him and his family and Harvest New Life Church. I thank God for the opportunity that the Lord had blessed Pastor Ellis to bless me with. And the one thing I can say truly, y'all know me who know me, that I'm not a selfish person. I still pray, and I'm praying, you know, to strengthen the Lord, even more strength. And to God be the glory. You know, we're going to get through this with the grace of God and all you all's prayers and stuff. Y'all pray my strength to the Lord. Pray for my mother, my brothers, my wife, my niece, daughter, my son, my grandkids. To God be the glory. You know, we thank God, you know, that my brother, like I said, he's no longer suffering. You know, he went on to be with the Lord. So I thank you all, and to God be the glory for this time and opportunity.
Amen. We you know, it's I take great respect in the fact that, you know, when it comes down to, you know, family and the process, how you guys come together to be as one. You know, I wasn't really expecting you to be on the line tonight, but I saw you pop in, and I just, you know, your show, and I'm standing in. And I know this is your first time out going nationwide, and I mean, but first things are first. And I don't like to get it twisted either. You know, God is a respectful God. You know, he understands and realizes that it's first family and then the church. Well, some people got a problem with that. Because, you know, it talks about, you know, as you talk about all the time, Evangelist, that you got to seek first the kingdom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God is balanced. He knows the family is going to be there because he created the family. And so when we
look
at him, everything will come. Balance will come. That would be in our marriage, be in our finances, whatever. Honor God in everything you do. Then you said that's a reward to come from us as we continue to just hold ourselves up. And it's a long time coming. There's a lot of things you got going. I know you got your YouTube videos that's going to be coming up here in a few months. You know, probably most people have never seen you go live, you know, television wise, but, you know, all these things have been set up. You know, it's just amazing how God is moving your ministry and doing what he's doing, but at the same time, it's family first. It's family.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor Ellis.
Family first. I mean, this stuff can wait. It's going to be there. Because God is never going to take his anointing back from you. It can't no demon and devil in hell take it from you.
Amen.
You know, and, you know, just speaking on behalf of that evangelist, you know, we was going to be going over to Jesus and looking at that. You know, how God just talks about the word coming through the Apostle Paul to the people of Ephesus in Ephesians, you know, which is Ephesians is what they were called, but the city was Ephesus. But he talked about, therefore, I beseech you of the Lord, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation of which you were called. That you got a vocation that was on you. And one thing you know your position. You know, people talk about walking in offices, they talk about walking in anointing. But I'm telling you, truly walking in the office of something you designed to be, there's no weapon formed. The Word of God talks about how his Word that he declared over your life as you continue to do this work. Even this ministry took off and saw interest in what you were doing. because we believe what the word of God declared according to Jeremiah 1:5. You know, before you was formed, before you were designed, before you was in the womb, that may be some things that was going on in your life. But the course of time, no one can see the vision right away. When I begin to talk to you, and you begin to talk about some of the multiple things you had to go through, and people didn't feel like you had what it takes to get an old folk in the kingdom of God. God showed me something in you, even as the course of time. And this hiding as you take time to send your brother off, which God has already taken him on. But you go in the physical part, you're sending him off with your family and your mother and your brothers are there with you. You know, I'm praying for the comfort to you, but you're such a help to the body of Christ. And most people don't know that. It doesn't have to be a large scale. You don't have to be a part of a mega ministry. There's people who are more powerful. See, Jesus, you talk about his ministry, he didn't have a whole lot of people. And I believe that when you said something on one of your services, that it don't take a whole lot to go where God is going to take you. And Jesus didn't use a whole lot of people to turn the whole world upside down. It doesn't take to have a major kingdom and 10,000 members. For those who have it, God bless them. And that's what attracts you good. He said that, according to the book, we talked about this before. He's out there for being a prisoner, Lord. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you was called. Now, that's a powerful word. Your vocation.
Say it.
God called you and he anointed you. You came out of your mother's bowel. You was destined to do this work. No, but how old or how young? Then when Caleb got the very word from Moses about he would have the land, it was 40 years later before he even walked on the very surface that God gave, that Moses gave to him. And Caleb began to declare that he was stronger now than was it back then. And that's what it is, man of God. As you go forward, and God's continuing to anoint you in your life, as you continue to do what God's called you to, continue to move forward. And you were designed to do this work because there's not too many people you know that can usher a prayer like you usher a prayer. That's your gifting. You got pastors, you got prophets, but you're in your office, and this is what you're walking in. I can tell the anointing that's on your life, and I know that while you're there, you're praying, you're asking God to show you some things, and he's showing you a whole lot. And I believe that on the course of the time that you're out there praying, God's going to call some things to straighten up that's around your family as well as some things that's in your life. Because he's got to take it to another level. And sometimes we go through things, evangelists, and we don't know why we go through them. But as your niece just said, nobody knows why God does the things he does. But God never makes a mistake on anything that he does. Because he's all-knowing. He's all omnipresent. He's all-superior. He knows what he's doing. And I believe in the course of the time God is bringing you through this with your family, he's really showing you guys really more than what you can see, evangelist. And I just thank God for you. I'm glad you're a part of this team here. And it's a powerful team that you came a part of. It's just I'm so ripped to fly by night. We may not have all the structures and all the TV shows that we want to have. But I'm telling you, this ministry is a powerful ministry. It moves according to the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe it's a time that right now that when you begin to pray the way you pray, and I don't think God's hand never moves until you learn how to pray. And I'm telling you, man of God, you move through your prayer. And this is what the office God has called you to be in. And I believe you've got
Amen.
To you, man of God. And, you know, the mic is always yours. The floor is yours. It's your show. But I got another caller that came in here in the line. And we got so many callers on the line that really want to come be with your show and be with your show. But I want to make sure I take this caller. And I'm going to leave you on the line if that's okay with the person that's on the line. Maybe they might have a question to ask you because it's not me. It's your show. I'm glad to be here.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Area code, and it's a 572. Don't want to give the rest of the number out because of, you know, being experienced in the radio, you know you don't give those numbers out. But it's a 318 area code. The number is 572 prefix. You're on the Right Hands Ministry show on this afternoon, The Power of Prayer. That's 318. 572, you're on the air. You there? I hear your movement. God bless the person at 318-572. You know, you're more than welcome to speak out on what you want to speak out on, whether it be a prayer request or whatever you have to
do. I know the number.
I'm sorry.
Hello? I know who it is. I know.
No, go ahead.
Let me.
Go ahead. I hear you calling. I got a vendor that's still on the line with you, so y'all can hear each other.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Give more name. Go ahead.
Hello?
The mic, you're on the floor. It's yours.
Hello? Hey, cuz.
We're on the radio, man.
Hey, how you doing? You on the air?
Man,
yes.
I just want to call in, man, and send my prayers, man, with you and the family, man. That's...
Okay, cuz. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We love you. And stay strong.
I am, cuz. I appreciate it. It's, Pastor Ellis, this is my cousin, William Carter. That's my cousin. Londa and Shonda, that's Stanley, y'all. So to God be the glory, that's our cousin and stuff. We thank you. We thank you, cuz, for your condolence and your prayers and stuff.
It's my first time listening in, man, and I just wanted to, see how everything is going. I came in on the back end, but I'm enjoying what I'm hearing.
Amen.
Well, thank you, cuz. Thank you. Yes, Pastor Ellis, yeah, words. Go ahead. Yeah, questions.
You're back on your main line, evangelist. It's your flow.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, you have questions to ask. Go ahead. You know, I don't mind. You know,
it's really, man of God, is just what he's beginning to do. No one can fathom what is happening from this point. I mean, we know the labor that you had to do to get to this point. Believe me, it took a lot. I mean, it was a lot of work, and there's a lot of sleepless nights we had to deal with on this. But to God be the, you always say, something that you really wanted to, you really wanted to take off, and it's what you wanted to be. And it, you know, I thank God for the love of your family and the ones who are calling in. That's such a graceful love. That's amazing when you have family that can pull together, not just family, but friends. And in our courage, when you have a chance, all those who didn't have an opportunity, don't have an opportunity to call in. This is Evangelist Alan Carter, Praying Hands Ministry Show. And he's got a host of his family on the line. If you have anything you want to say to Alan, for those who across the nation, across the world, I just want to stand on behalf of the family. You can call in at area code 516-387-1220. Once again, that's 516-387-1220. Also, Alan has a show that comes on on Thursday night. If y'all want to get a chance to come in, he may not be able to make it to that show. Matter of fact, I'm going to cancel him out because he's got some things he got to do with the family. We weren't expecting him to be on tonight because we really want to take the appreciation and the condolences to be along with him during the course of the time of bereavement for our friend Stacy. I mean, not my cousin or brother, but he's like a brother. He's a good young man, and I thank God for him. But, you know, Evangelist has his own Wednesday night show. For those who know about our Wednesday night show, he comes in on at 7 o'clock. And if you want to get in contact with Evangelist Carter, it's going to be Evangelist Carter, that's AC, at gmail.com. Of course, his number is available to you guys to call him. Dial the number to his actually personal or be able to have prayer requests. It's 678, that's going to be 308. Website that's going to be here in a few weeks. We want to get that underway for him also. But the work that he's doing is amazing. You know, his ordination is coming up here soon, and we want to make sure we get that into place. That the work God is doing in his life is tremendous. It's just leaps and bounds. Go ahead.
Well, I thank God once again, you know, for the things he's doing in my life, and I know he's going to continue to do more. And I thank God for each and every one of you all who own this prayer line with us nationwide. And like I say, to God be the glory, this is a praying and healing line radio station. And like I say, before we leave the air, because I will pass to others, I will be, you know, leading this off with prayer and stuff. So, you all, you have prayer requests, you have any healing you need, or you got anything in your body that you need, financial breakthroughs, come on and open up and don't be ashamed, because this is what is here. That's what we're here for, to pray, you know, to get your breakthroughs. You know, God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is what, in heaven. And you don't want God to be ashamed of you. You say you want God to honor you. No matter what, like I say, when you're at your worst, God, you're working his best. And I say this truly, won't he do it? Yes, he will. He already done it.
Amen.
He already did it for me. So
amen.
Come on with your prayer requests and just give God a chance to work it out for you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. All you got to do is just open, just let him in.
Amen.
And hear what he has to do. You see, It could be a thing where you need a breakthrough. It could be a time such as a time as this where you need somebody, a family member, need prayer. You never get too much of prayer. Never get too much of prayer. You see, you got Pastor Ellis, another man. He's a prophet. This man here can, I mean, I don't heard him. And when he speaks elegantly. He speaks the truth.
It's all the
truth. And there you go. So I take no credit. I just do what the Lord. I am the vessel in God's vineyard. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, so y'all hear me. This is nationwide. Truly, truly hear me. Truly. Come on, open up. It could be something that's, it could be a life and death situation, you know, in your life.
Amen.
Well, you might need some healing. You know, the doctors can't do what God can do.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
So what you have to do, see, it could be a miracle. You know, God, the miracle is ready for us, but we're not ready for the miracle. Because we got too much hatred in our heart.
Amen.
So you open up and let God, let go and let God. Amen.
We were really given that number. For those of you who are actually going to call in, want a prayer request, it doesn't matter what part of the country or kind of state you're calling from, you're everywhere. If you know the show and you've been on the show, it's a pretty good show for those who host these shows. But, you know, the number to call is 516-387-1220. Now, as you guys call into the show, you know, if you want a prayer request, you want to talk or have man of God to pray for you, all you got to do is push 1 on your phone. And it'll give his active board a light up, and that'll bring you in and says you do want prayer. And that's the process. Yeah. And we'll go ahead and let this man of God pray for you. It doesn't matter. Like I say, whatever the situation is, you know, I always say whatever proclivity, whatever subvert thing, whatever orange cone. And most of y'all know what orange cone is. It's always something to detour us out of the direction where God calls it. And sometimes we can be in a ditch. And I heard the man of God speak the other day. One of the shows, he talks about the process, how it seems like that we say we're blessed and highly favored. And he began to talk about, you know, the devil has favors too. You know, we use that word so commonly in the church because it's a cliche. You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. But we both know the devil gives favors too. But who you being blessed by? That's the thing we want to know. Are you truly being blessed by to do the work he's calling you to do, or be the season what you're in? You know, it's amazing how the work he's in the book of Ephesians, and he makes it so strong that if you're really going to be a part of the kingdom of God, he said, be a prisoner, according to Ephesians 4. He's out there for a prisoner. Paul said he was a prisoner. Well, Paul said, I'm a slave. And there's nothing wrong with you being in the church. If you don't want to be used by the church, you're going to get used by the world. We complain about how we do too much in the church. Well, the world's not going to complain how much it uses you, and then when it uses, it's going to throw you away. But God is saying, if you be a prisoner for me, I beseech you, by the you be worthy of vocation. I mean, that's a gift in you. What is your vocation? The word of God declares, according to the book of Jeremiah 1:5, before you was formed, before you was created, before you was engineered in your mother's womb, God gave you a gift. It's up to you to find out what it is. But in the course of what the man of God is saying, for you to receive the overflow for the kingdom of God, Ephesians says it once again in Ephesians 2, with all lawlessness and meekness and long-suffering and forbearing love to one another. That's the biggest thing in the body of Christ, that if we're going to receive blessings from anything, if you're going to tailor the scripture according to Matthew 6:33, you're going to have love. You're going to have to be transparent in the work that God is calling you to do. So I'm saying, but before it's a call, it's a number you can call in on, and that number is 516-387-1220. And the phone line is open. The man is honestly begging you. It's kind of like we said in Romans, over there in Romans 12. You know, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, 12:1-2. I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you got to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that of a reasonable thing in the book of Ephesians over there in chapter 2. The reason for service is you have to have the lawlessness, the meekness, the humbleness, the long suffering, the willing to go through things. And not, you know, evangelist, and I can remember the time when we played, you know, you take a bad hit on the field. You can't fold up. You run to the sideline and say, sometimes you got to play it out. Sometimes you got to hard in anything you do, and you know what, you'll get so raggedy, you know, sometimes you fall on the ground, you got your mouthpiece, and you're getting back up, walking back to the hole, your raggedy self, and you don't want to ask God to give you a prayer to get you out of what you're in. And that's how it is in life. Sometimes we get hits in life, and we forget about how to make us more meek, They make us go through the more long suffering. It doesn't that God don't want you to have anything. The reason you keep going through things over and over again in your life, because God trying to show you something that's far more greater than you can imagine. You know what I'm saying? Lord, why am I keep on continuing to bump my head on the wall and complain about these knots on my head? Because
there
God, I'm something. James makes it very clear. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will give to you liberty. That's because you're going through something. You ain't got to ask the devil about what you're going through. Ask God, Lord, what is it that I'm going through? And give me the combination of why I'm going through this, how I need to come out of it.
There you
this
go.
Is what man of God does. He talks about the meekness and the long-suffering, the forbearing. He talks about having the love for one another. Paul makes it very clear in the fourth chapter. He said, it endeavoring. You got to continue to keep moving and daring to keep the unity in bond of peace. That's what he says in Psalms 133. How good is for man to dwell together? It's power in unity. It's power in numbers. I'm telling you, man and woman, God, when you get a man or woman, when you know some woman know how to travail and some man know how to pray, the hand of God begins to move in your life. Praying to God, but when you begin to intercede, if you ever heard this man of God, lock it up. I'm telling you, man and woman of God, you will never be the same. When he pray for you, he will let you know. And sometimes the very thing that kills us in our life is pride.
Amen.
Stand up in the church. Now you should be ashamed about having testimony service, or we got to admit to what's going on in our life. And I'm so afraid about what somebody will say. But God said, you need to get out of that nonsense. You got to testify.
Come on now.
You be afraid of me, then I'll be afraid of you. So the lines are open. All you got to do is push that little tattle button on your phone that bring you back into the queue.
Come on now.
It'll let you know if you need prayer, if you want prayer, and you never can get too much prayer. You get too much money? No, you can't. You can't get too much prayer either. Because God's prayer is more than what you have in your hand. You think you got more in your hand what's in the kingdom of God? You try him.
Come on now.
In your life, in a such a way. Mesmerize you. It'll flip you upside down so bad that you never thought you could ever be changed this quick in your life. Church can
Come
be
on.
Church, but this relationship with God is something totally different. That's just a building that you're going into. But when you understand that you got to have a personal relationship with God, it totally magnifies the situation in a totally different direction. You got to know that God got a plan for your life, and it supersedes far beyond more than you can imagine, even understand. Evangelist?
Yes, sir. Well, like I said, I thank God.
It's more lines coming in. I don't know who's who, but until you let us know, that's the only way we're going to let us know until you pushed in the cube. And when you push the one in the cube, it'll let us know, hey, look, I need some prayer. I'm really going through this. And man, I don't know what's going on. And I got somebody from want a question here that came in. I'm going to light them up here for you, Vandas, in the 5, I think there's 256, and it's a 794, I'm sorry. And we're going to bring them in, and we're going to let you go ahead, Evangelist. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
25.
Hello. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, my name is Elliot Moon, and I go to Jehovah's Jireh Church in Alexander City, and I need prayer.
Uh-huh. You need prayer? What you need prayer on? What we're going to, you know, pray about so we know to, what to ask God for, what you need prayer for.
I mean, actually, I want to get closer to God, and you know, the lifestyle that I live is
you don't want to live no more. You don't want to live no more.
No, I don't.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe God can work it out for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. When I pray this prayer for you, you won't be the same no more. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all, we're gonna touch you, Pastor Ellis.
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Pastor.
You ready to go to the throne of grace?
Yes, sir.
What's your name, sir?
Elliot Moon Jr.
Elliot Moon Jr. Okay. Yeah, I was born in Elk City. Okay. All right. Here we go. Good evening. I am the Father. Oh, Lord. Who, Lord, who are in heaven, Lord Jesus? Well, as we come to you right now, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord, with thanks on our heart, Lord Jesus, right now, for this brother, Lord Jesus, Alex, Lord Jesus, Lord, he's one of your own, Lord Jesus, and Lord, I ask you to bless him right now. from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord Jesus. Lord, he believed that you would turn his life around. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now, as I pray this prayer for him, Lord, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to touch him right now, Lord. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God Jesus, give him strength in his body, Lord. He said what he's doing, he don't want to do it no more, Lord. But Lord, we believe in you can turn it around for him, Lord Jesus. Yeah, though we walk through the valley, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, right now, I ask you, Lord, to show up and show out right now for this young man. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now, God. Oh, Lord. He said, I'm knocking at your heart right now. Let him in. Give him right now, brother. Let God in, Lord Jesus. Let him minister unto you. As this prayer go forth, Lord, I believe, Lord, you're going to turn it around right now in the late in the midnight hour for him, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, you're so merciful. You're so able, Lord. Yes, you're all Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Waymaker, burden bearer, load carrier, and a proper sharer, Lord Jesus. Lord, I decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that Lord Jesus, everything we all right already for him. After we pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, I decree and declare that he would not be the same no more. Satan, get your hands off of him right now. You don't have no dominion over him. He belongs to God. Lord Jesus, show yourself mighty in this situation for this young brother, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, you say what the devil meant for evil, God. You say you're turning around for his good. Lord, I believe that you're going to turn it around for his good, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, right now, Holy Ghost, have your way like you never had it before in his life, Lord Jesus. Hey, oh, God, Lord Jesus, right now. Hey, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. Show up and show out right now. Lord Jesus, favor God, Lord Jesus, favor on his life. But brother, I'm going to tell you, whatever you did, don't do it no more, because if you go back out there and do it again, something will come upon you, you ain't going to be able to handle. You ain't going to be able to deal with it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, He says prayer is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. His mercy, hallelujah. Give him strength right now. Touch him, Jesus. You can go where no doctors can go. You can go where no man can go. Lord Jesus, I declare that it is so in the name of Jesus. The 39 stripes and the back of God is this, Lord Jesus. And Alex's new body, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. In the mighty Maximus, Jesus of Nazareth, I thank you. No one before me, against you shall prosper. Neither did divine against him, Lord Jesus. We'll prosper. It won't do. It won't happen. Not by my wife, it won't. Because I know, Lord Jesus, you pray in the peace that you bless me. Pray and lay in hands, Jesus. And I am, Lord Jesus. Thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell us, you know how the Lord is going to bless you. He's going to bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen, amen.
I got a question to ask you. I mean, I know you said you prayed, but you don't want to go back.
Okay.
Have you ever accepted Christ in your life?
Okay, sorry, I can't hear you.
Have you ever accepted Christ in your life? Have you ever gave your life to Christ?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, so when you gave your life to Christ, I mean, was it the model salvational prayer? I mean, was that what it was? I mean, because I'm listening that you're saying you don't want to go back. You know, you don't want to go back to what you used to be. You need prayer. You want your life to change. Well, I'll tell you what. You may have accepted the word of God in your life, and that's fine. And we're not saying that what you prayed the first time is not good enough, but we want to put a patent on that if you don't mind. I mean, you know, I want to pray for you, and I want to put a patent on what you already prayed for. So I want you to repeat things after me, if it's okay with you, evangelist. And I want this young
man. Go ahead, sir.
Pray this prayer of salvation, and I want you to hear what I'm saying before we get started here. You know, the word of God says sin separates you. You know, it talks about the process sometimes when we've been baptized. I mean, the baptism is a thing that got to be taught. Most people just really got to be baptized. But it's something that you need to understand, that the water don't save you, but it's the power of God that comes in to intervene with you. The Spirit of the Lord transforms you and changes you. You can go down a dry devil and come up wet devil. You can't change if you don't have your heart right. And sometimes we don't get the kind of information we need about what baptism is really all about. We find ourselves wandering in the dark like we're the repetition of something never really took place because we had to do the honor that in our heart. But that's a word in the scriptures to talk about the course of Romans 10:8-9. It talks about the process of confession with your mouth and the believing in your heart. That's the first thing you got to know with Christ. It ain't about you going in the water. The water is just a symbol. But the power of God is what you speak out of your mouth. He gives you the evidence with your own mouth. And that when it seems like things are not going right in your life, you know you've been baptized. It's not the water that's going to change it. It's the word that you profess, the life that you live. So that's a word I want you to speak. It's a word I want you to say behind me. I want you to repeat after me. You ready? You ready? Now you got to make sure you're ready when you say you're ready. You ready for this? I want you to repeat everything I'm saying. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
And I open my heart to let Jesus come in.
And I open my heart to let Jesus come in.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
In my Savior.
In my Savior.
I believe.
I believe.
You died for my sins.
He died for my sins.
And you were raised from the dead.
And you were raised from the dead.
Fill me.
Fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to hear what I've just said. It sounds like I just said a word. But when you understand the scripture and what I just said, it really comes out of the word, and it's a contributor. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, hey, Bible said you shall. It comes of a belief. It comes to a mind transformation. If you don't have the proper way to dialogue the word of God the way you should, when you receive words like this, the enemy comes in like the fowl, and he begins to snatch it away from you because it's not rooted deep enough in your heart. So what am I saying? You got to get a hold of somebody that can mentor you and help get you going. Sometimes we go to large ministries. It's like jumping in the Pacific Ocean. We don't even know how we're there. We go in the house of God. We go in the house of God doing the same thing we did when we came out. What am I saying here? Sometimes you go to large ministry. You need to go to minister smarter, but you can learn the word of God in such a way that it can help you before you jump in the ocean. See, you can't just jump in the ocean to learn to swim. You got to take swimming lessons first. And this is what the word of God does for you. It gives you the confession of the heart to know that when you confess it, you got to know that it's him that's going to do the saving. Now, when you understand the story, you may not know the story. The story about the woman at the well, you know, it talks about the book of the woman at the well when Jesus came into the area and he said, I must go through Samaria. And there was a question about whether he should go through Samaria, not because of the type of the people that was in Samaria. But Jesus declared, I got to go through Samaria. When you end your life and after you receive this, what you have just said from this man of God, his prayer, remember what God is getting ready to do for you. He's going to take you through the challenging field. The challenging field is for you to understand that now you're a prisoner of the Lord. And you got to be walking to the vocation which God calls you. Your job as a young man and receiving the word of God, which nobody, I believe that nobody never has told you this, that you got to get among somebody there to see the gift in you And when they see the gift in you, they got to know how to pour it in you, out of you, so you won't continue to slip back. Sometimes we get in the ministry, we get gifts in us, and we are all over the place. We just scatter. We don't know what we're doing. All we know is we go into church and we say, I love the Lord. But what do you love the Lord in terms of what you're doing? God gave you the gift according to Jeremiah 1:5. So when you understand that what you are and the prayer just prayed over you, it's imperative, hear me real good, man of God, that you get with somebody that can mentor you and show you scripture in area to pray that God would see, that you would seek the Lord and he'll give you what you call your, you know, what you're designed to do. If I'm just praying for you, if the evangelist is praying for you, then you don't know which way to go. There's just a bunch of words being thrown at you with no direction. And that's what we get sometimes. We get a bunch of oral talk or performance and speech, and we get all this good feeling in us. When we go out of the house of God, it's like the word of God say, you got the word in you, but when you went out into the world, the enemy came and snatched it away from you. And I believe that's what happened to you. I'm not trying to speak anything against you, but I'm trying to get you to see something. If you're never following what God has called you to do, the enemy will come and steal from you. Because one thing in the body of Christ, young man, I want you to hear me real good. If you're going to walk for the Lord, you got to walk upright. You can't be double-minded in your walk. You can't be with the world. You can't be with your friends. You can't be with the cliques, the club, the games, the titles. I love the Lord, but I still want to leave over here, and I still want to do this over there. I want to put this in my mouth. I want to put that out of my mouth. I can't have spicy language. I can't keep saying I love the Lord and keep talking the same kind of talk I've been talking. The Bible says,
amen,
we come out of the same fountain. There's a lifestyle that you have to change. It's imperative that the enemy is lurking in the midst of trying to get you. If he can get you to fall back from this prayer that you had prayed over you today, he can trap you. And if he can trap you, his job is to run you straight off the cliff. So, man of God, we want you to encourage. If you want to get a hold of Evangelist Carter, you can reach him at his number. His actual email number is evangelistaccarter@gmail.com. There's a number that you can reach him at. His number is actually 678-308-0342. And that's for anybody else on the line. Because one thing we do in this ministry and what we're doing is we attack the purpose of what religion is. And most of the time, we've got a lot of religion in our life. All we don't do is go to church, sit in the choir, say we're doing the work for the Lord, but we still got things going on behind closed doors. I don't want to talk this afternoon because it ain't my show. Because this is really an honor.
Go ahead.
I want to get you to understand something. You can't continue to keep walking the way you're walking and expect God to bless you. You have to
come
change it. You got the Bible say, turn north. You got to get out of what you are. We got our
jeans
on, our ball here, we got our stilettos on, we got our big book on, Bibles in our pockets, we're walking down the hallway of the church, but guess what? We got a crack in our foundation. Everybody's messed up. If you read Romans, it tells you, everybody's got something wrong with them. We're never free from sin totally. And hear me when I say this. We all got something in our life that we're dealing with. As long as we're in the flesh, we're going to be balancing things. And what you got to do is get with some people that can help you come out of whatever it is you're in. We're getting ready to end the show here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studio with Prayer and Hands Ministry. And I want to give the last words to Evangelist Carter because we got a few minutes. There's a pull down here. There's a countdown. We're going to make sure we're going to actually hear what he has to say before he goes off the air.
Amen. To God be the glory. Alex, how you feel, sir?
I feel good. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, to God be the glory. I mean, you know, I thank God for you. But like I say, now you remember. You can't be staggering, okay? Don't get out the boat, because you get out the boat, you can't gonna get back in there, because you, God is a God that is not to be played with. He said, "I am a jealous God. What you put before me, I will take from you."
Yes, sir.
So don't go playing. Don't play with God. Don't play with God. The book of Galatians 6:7, God said, I am not to be deceived by my mark. You can't just, you know, can you mark you? So, because he sit high, he looks up. He's small. He see everything that you do.
Yes.
You see, so this thing, this walk is for real. This ain't no play play. This is for real.
Yes.
You see, he said, what? Keep my commandments. You got to keep his commandments. You know, I'm quite sure you know.
Yes.
You know what's going on. You don't been there, done that. You can't, don't go back no more. Don't go back. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Don't go back. Stay in the boat. Because, see, that wavering, that back and forth, I'm going to tell you, it ain't no good.
Yes.
You see, because I used to be, I'm going to tell you something. I was one time, didn't want to pray with, you know, scared to pray with people out in the park, out in the open. I didn't, you know, you didn't want to pray. I look around, so we look at it. I don't care. I'm bold for God. I'm bold for what I do. You see, I take this walk with God serious.
Yes, sir.
Very serious. And that's why I can tell you, don't play it. Now, see, because
yes,
I don't play the corner. I'm living right. When you live right, you can do right. When you know better, you do better. And see, I'm going to pray to God because he's using me. Ain't no shame in my game. And don't let me do it. Amen.
We pretty much said the last word, man. I got our time to go with me. Thank God for the opportunity. And just want to continue to thank God for the Evangelist Carter and his family. And we continue to pray. But it's our request that all of you continue to go in prayer. And let's keep the Carter family lifted up before the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Highway of the Harvest and Prayer and Hands Ministry here in Alpharetta, Georgia. We can catch you anywhere. So God bless you guys. And we really appreciate you being with us. And join us on this coming Thursday. Now, I think we're going to be off Thursday, but just next Wednesday and Thursday as we continue to go forth in the world. We don't know what God's going to be doing with the family right now, so we got to keep things up in the air. But you can reach us at our Harvest New Life show here in the city of Dallas at speaker.com for those who want to join us on Saturday mornings, our Sunday report. Blessings each and every one of you. We love you. We care about you. We think about you. And we thank God for this man of God coming on and being a part of this show on this afternoon. God bless each and every one of
you. Amen.
Don't you believe?